This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider with On3 Sports. And, Brett, hope you're doing well. I want to start with one of the comments that Phil Steele gave us yesterday, which I found to be a little bit shocking, maybe not crazy shocking, but his pick for the national championship is none other than Penn State. He said it was his first time in 31 years of doing that magazine that he's ever picked Penn State to win the national title. What are your thoughts on the Nittany Lions?
You know, I've got Penn State number two on my preseason AP ballot, and I have Georgia number one. And if I looked only at this season and forgot and everything I know about the past, I may have put Penn State at number one because Drew Aller is one of the top quarterbacks returning. Penn State has a top running back duo in the country, and I think the addition of Jim Knowles, defensive coordinator from Ohio State, is one of the best coordinator hires in the country since last year. But why I can't do that is James Franklin's 1-15 against top five opponents. And I know that goes back a long ways and that doesn't really impact this year, but the last 2 years he's 0-4 against top five opponents. And in those games, Penn State was either a 3-point or 4-point underdog. So it's not like they were huge underdogs or they had no chance to win. So until James Franklin can win a second big game, I couldn't put them any higher. So I can actually see that. It's just I can't pull the trigger on Penn State until I see that they can actually beat somebody that they're not supposed to beat or that's ranked in the top five. So I think, the AP poll comes out Monday. I think Texas is going to be one. And then I think you're going to see some kind of combination of Penn State, Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Alabama in that 2-7 spot.
So, Brett, I kind of want to piggyback off Mike's question because Phil made another comment yesterday saying that he believes the Oklahoma Sooners are his dark horse team this season. Would you agree with that, or who would be your pick?
No, I don't think. Yeah, I think Oklahoma is – they're going to be one of the most polarizing teams because Brent Venables already has two losing seasons. I'm sure you guys remember this well. I'm joking. The last time Oklahoma had a coach survive three losing seasons, it was only, 100 years ago, literally 100 years ago. So he knows what's at stake. He's taken over the defensive coordinator, play calling. That's his expertise. He's got a new offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle from Washington State, and brought in John Mateer, the quarterback at Washington State, to kind of revive, what was a comatose offense last year. The power ratings say they're a top 20 team. I put them in my top 20, but I I mentioned yesterday when I was talking to somebody. I said I think if I had one team that I could, like, take out of the top 25 and put somebody else in, it would probably be Oklahoma. I'm just not sold that, wow, that they are going to be that improved. So I differ on him. I don't think that they're going to be the surprise team. We'll see. They play Michigan in week two. That's a huge game for Oklahoma, because if they lose that game, then I think whatever momentum they've built up in the offseason goes out the door, and then the questions start circling about Venable's future. Joe Castiglione, the longtime athletic director, is no longer there. So you're going to have a new athletic director come on board, and we all know that's the recipe for new athletic director wants his own coach. So it's a huge game for OU in week two.
Brett McMurphy joining us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 9:10 The Game. You know, to that point where you said Oklahoma versus Michigan and it's a big game for Venables, is it not a big game for Sherrone Moore as well, Brett? I mean, this is a kind of the year after. That I know everybody knew last year was a rebuilding year, but, you know, with some of the things that have gone on there, Michigan doesn't have a big patience with coaches, it seemed, in the past. Is this a big year for Moore as well?
It is, but Sherrone Moore can lose to Oklahoma, and no one in Ann Arbor is going to care or remember if he beats Ohio State again. So he's kind of got that mulligan, if you will, at the end of the season. There's no issues with Moore about job security or anything like that. I know that stuff's going on with the NCAA, the uncertainty of, you know, is he going to be suspended for a couple games during the season? What's going to happen ultimately with the NCAA? But, you know, Harbaugh was running the program then. Obviously, Moore was the OC then. So, yeah, he's on a lot more solid ground there. And I think Michigan, I had Michigan 11 in my poll. I think you're talking about, you asked me earlier, kind of maybe a surprise or somebody. I actually think it's going to be Michigan, and because last year they only their 13 games, they only outgained their opponents in four games, which is not a lot, but they still somehow won eight games, and that's remarkable. I mean, obviously, usually you outgain your opponent, you usually win those games. Obviously, stuff happens, turnovers, different things. But to win twice as many games that you outgained your opponents, pretty remarkable. And now they add Bryce Underwood, you know, the freshman phenom, and they add Chip Lindsey, their new offensive coordinator. Their defense has always been solid. They only allowed two touchdowns in their final three and a half games over the end of last season, and two of those games were against Ohio State and Alabama. So now you've got a quarterback. Last year, Michigan couldn't, you know, literally if us all on this call went out and threw the ball around, we would have a better passing game than Michigan did last year. So they did that without a passing game. Now they've got, you know, semblance of an offense that can be more balanced. And I think that they can really surprise some people because they'll have a better offense and their defense will be, one of the nation's best, which is no surprise, in Ann Arbor.
Hanging out with America's College Football Insider, that's Mr. Brett McMurphy, part of the On3 Sports, the juggernaut that is On3 Sports, by the way, nowadays. Brett, look, that's enough of the Oklahoma and the Big Ten talk. I think we're down here, obviously, in SEC country, ACC country. Let's talk a little bit more about those Georgia Bulldogs. You kind of mentioned earlier you have them number one, preseason number one. Obviously, that would put them as your national title pick. Talk to us about the ceiling and the floor for the Georgia Bulldogs. A lot of questions about Gunnar Stockton stepping in at quarterback, but you know what you're getting with Kirby Smart as he leads his team into the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what I mentioned about at Penn State. If I just looked at somebody and forgot about everything I knew about a program in the past, as far as Georgia, for me, I am considering what I know about Georgia in the past, and that's Kirby Smart. And, yeah, it's funny. The last 4 years, Georgia has more wins, more appearances in the conference title final, and more national championships than any college program on the planet. Yet, you know, like you said, there is some doubt if something's happened. What's wrong with Georgia? Is Georgia regressing? I mean, last year, I can see why there were those questions. They lost three games, and then they won three games by field goal or less. I mean, they could have, you know, the ball bounced another way. They could have actually lost six games, which is unthinkable, but they didn't. So now I think one of the biggest weaknesses in the offseason or from last season was the wide receivers. Georgia led the nation in drop passes, so what does Kirby do? He goes out and he gets Zechariah Branch and Noah Thomas, two transfers from USC and A&M. I think Branch is going to be – I think he's dynamic. I think he'll be one of the SEC's best receivers, and if they let him return kicks, he'll be, you know, if not the best, one of the nation's best doing that. So, and also with Gunnar Stockton, you know, he came in the SEC title game and then in the college football playoff game, and he really didn't have, you know, he didn't have much experience. Well, now he's had a whole off season, and also, you know, just being a quarterback, having the confidence to know that you throw the ball, that these guys actually going to catch it, are going to be huge. The defense, I think six returning starters on defense, three or four, excuse me. But that doesn't matter to me, because every year but one since Kirby's been there, they've been a top three recruiting class. They've stockpiled a ton of talent. They lose a ton of talent to the NFL every year. And then I kind of think the X factor is, you know, I'm sure Kirby's telling them every day, nobody in the world's giving us a chance. Nobody's, you know, they don't think we're any good. They only think we're going to win six games, which is comical because they're projected to be favored in every game this year. They get Alabama and Texas and Athens. They had those games on the road last year. I think, again, my top seven teams on my ballot were Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame. You guys could pick any one of those teams and I could make a case. Any of those seven should be number one. I just put Georgia there because I think they're going to be vastly improved offensively. They're always going to be stout defensively. And I think Kirby, with the perceived or real chip on his shoulder, is very dangerous. And look, I don't think anybody in the Power Four conferences are going to go undefeated. Notre Dame's an exception because they're not in a conference. So somebody, you're going to lose along the way. You could lose two games along the way, and then it's what can you do in the playoffs. I just think the schedule sets up nicely, two tomato cans to open up before they go into SEC play. And you know, Georgia's shown me what they've done the past few years. Nobody else has except Ohio State, and they have huge losses at offensive and defensive coordinator. They've got a new quarterback in there, and so that's why I gave Georgia the edge. For what it's worth, last year, I'm sure I'm going to be one of the few that has Georgia number one, and that's not why I did it. I like Georgia there. But last year, I believe I was the only one that had Oregon's number one on my preseason ballot. All the Ducks did was go 13-0 until they got in the playoff and things kind of went south. So maybe that's a good sign, or maybe it's a kiss of death and the Dogs are going to 6-6. Who knows?
I doubt it, man. I'm with you. Kirby's got things pointed the right direction. That's America's College Football Insider, Brett McMurphy with On3 Sports. Brett, what are we, about 10 days away from week zero, man? We almost made it. Hope you enjoy the season.
Yeah, I can't wait to finally get some games, and so we can don't have to talk about the lawsuits and house settlements and all this other nonsense.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us, Brett. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.